The face of immigration is changing in America, and so too are its economic consequences. Labor economists Borjas and Katz conclude that immigration between 1980 and 2000 had its largest and most negative economic impacts on high school dropouts in the U.S. because many of the immigrants during that period were themselves high school dropouts. In other words, the immigrants of that two-decade era were on average not particularly well-educated, tended to be employed in low-wage positions, thereby competing with those Americans who had been holding those positions. The story is much different today. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, as of the year 2000, 61% of the total stock of foreign-born U.S. residents over the age of 25 possessed a high school degree or less. But by 2013, only 41% of new immigrants coming into the country had a high school degree or less. In short, as indicated by Moody's Analytics, immigrants have grown more educated over time and today are more likely than the existing U.S. population to possess more than a high school education. The share of immigrants coming from Asia has also been on the rise recently. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anirban Basu.